handle the truth. Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go to your voice counts on this great fall evening on the state of Colorado. Today is Friday the 12th, and you know it won't be long, and we're going to have Turkey Day, and then Christmas, and then looking forward to spring and summer again. But I sure love the seasons, and I hope you do. And everything's well for you, and your families are healthy and going on, and life is good for you. That's my prayers for you, all of you. I have some sad news about one of our shipmates that has passed on, Seaman Smith. He was on deck force. He was 65 years young, and he's gone now, so my regrets and sympathy to his family. I wish them nothing but the best, and my heart goes out to all the families of the USS Liberty, and especially when we lose one of our own. We're all getting older, and one by one, we're all dying off. That's just the way it is, and that's pretty much the way this government and Israel wants it, in my view, is we all die off one at a time, and the Liberty story will be buried forever. They think. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. Too much is out there, too much input, too many people know about what's going on, and that's what's going to keep the USS Liberty story going on for centuries. Folks, I wanted to get this out of the way. Last week's show with two great guests, Barton Van Ness and Sheldon Leonard, were on my show, and we were discussing buildings 1, 2, and 7, and certain aspects about this, and architects and engineers, which they're very well acquainted with and part of, and they are smart men. They're not fools. They're just great people, and I was very, very happy to have them on the show, just extremely happy, and I hope to get them back again, because it was my sincere pleasure to have them on the show. And I got a couple phone calls and a couple of emails, and I must address this, folks, is that now James Morris is a very fine man and a friend of mine. I consider him a friend of mine. He's done many great things for the USS Liberty, including his website, ushijacked.com. But when we stepped over the line is when James said that they were full of BS. Well, you know, that's disrespectful, first of all, to my two distinguished guests, Mr. Bart Van Ness, and of course Sheldon Leonard, and me, and we can agree to disagree, but there's no reason to say that people are full of BS, just because you don't believe in what they believe in. I mean, we don't need that on this show. We don't need that kind of talk on this show, like I said, we can just agree to a disagree. So, everybody, we're going into a break, folks, and I'll get right back to it. Hang on. Again, support your sponsors on RBN. Thank you. Again.
stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more.
Well, folks, I guess the song went off. I don't know exactly if I'm on air. I hope I am, Sam. Please let me know. Give me a type message. Okay, good. I'm on. Folks, I'll end with this. As I was talking about, you know, being respectful of each other, let's do that. And let's be respectful to Republic Broadcasting Network. I mean, they go out on a limb to put a lot of shows on, and I think they're out on a limb with mine. And I don't want to disrespect anybody or have my guest disrespected or anybody calls in disrespected with foul language. I mean, there's no reason for it. As I said before, we can agree to disagree. And my apologies to Mr. Van Ness and again to Mr. Leonard for your for that happening, and it won't happen again. Folks, dear friends, I do this show, and I do it lovingly and proudly, every Friday. For your voice counts, and your voice does count. What I'm trying to say, and what I've been trying to say for years, is my beloved dead shipmates, they don't have a say-so. They're dead. I mean, dead, and they've been dead a long, long time. But they're not forgotten. And they won't be forgotten. I mean, we have a lot of shipmates out there. We all go in different ways, and we all may not agree on one thing or another, but we do have respect for each other, and we're all out for the same outcome. The truth about the cold-blooded murders aboard the USS Liberty committed by our supposed ally, Israel, June 8, 1967. So, my beloved shipmates, do not think we have forgotten you. We never will. As long as I'm alive, and as long as the last shipmate is alive, and as long as these radio shows goes on, your lives, I hope, will not be taken in vain. You know, the world needs to know the truth, and, you know, the United States, you know, they know the truth, but they're covering up for Israel with their callous, murderous, cold-blooded murder on the high seas of some of the finest sailors and Marines and civilians this great country could offer in vain, I guess you would say, at the hands of Israel. They gave us up to be slaughtered, and that's what we're trying to get away from and get the truth out. And we will, because we are eyewitnesses, and our voices do count. Your voices count. That's why I wanted to name the show Your Voice Counts, because it is your show as much as it is mine. You know, it's my duty and honor as a survivor, a combat wounded veteran, and especially an American, you know, to seek the God's honest truth about this. And the war crimes Israel committed against the USS Liberty, as well as all Americans, not just the crew aboard the USS Liberty, when they attacked our banner, our flag, our ship in international waters, they declared war on this country. That's right, they declared war on the United States of America. And because of the politicians then and now, they still don't have the guts to tell the truth. Well, the crew of the USS Liberty and many, many others have the truth. And we'll tell the truth. And we'll continue on telling the truth, as I said, until we take our last breath. So hang on, folks. We're on for a long, long ride. My great appreciation to Mrs. Kat Faber and her husband, soulmate, Rick. Two wonderful, loving, giving people that I've ever met in my life. Regrettably, I've never talked to Rick. I have to make it a point to do that, but he's always working, taking care of his family, and so Kat can have her little kitties and her little pets. She's just one of those type of people that will take in a stray and take care of them and get all scratched up, and she doesn't care. She just loves them to death, and what a great person, what a beautiful, beautiful voice, and I wish her well, as well as her mother and father. The father is Harley. He just had heart surgery, and mother Helen, and he's doing fine, thank God. And we both with them both well for a long, long time. They're in their upper 80s, and I don't know if I ever get that far. If I do, it'll be something that I would never expect. But again, Kat, thank you for your beautiful songs. You can get her songs on Songs USS Liberty. Go to Songs USS Liberty and listen to her beautiful, beautiful voice and what she puts into it, her heart and soul. It brings a tear to my eye every time I hear it, and I've said that before, and I always will. Also, Ron Kuchel, a survivor that gets many guests and has so many different jobs in this getting this show done. As Kat does, you know, she's our producer. She just runs around and gets things done and gets people on the show, lines them up, you know, and says thank you and then afterwards. And I just, again, thank you, Kat, and also, Ron, thank you. And, again, I always want to remember my friend and shipmate, Ron Kuchel, for his heroic act on June the 9th as Petrov in charge. Identification involved when we pulled in the mall. I said pulled in the mall about 7 days after that, excuse me, but the those men in that fetal hole were, you know, they were in that for some reason. Can you imagine? Hit by a torpedo, ripped to bit, to bits. And he had that job. He had that unforgettable job of trying to piece human flesh. I was there. I was there. I know what happened. But I, thank God. But I could sure smell the stench. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Fuel oil, salt water, and human flesh rotting in the hot seas of the Mediterranean. Unforgivable what Israel did this to this great ship. And we'll never forget, or we'll never forgive. Forgiveness is when you fess up to what you did. Israel fess up. United States government fess up. Quit covering up. And perhaps we can stop another war, all for the sake of Israel. I'll finish up by thanking my very dear friend John Gadusko, former lieutenant for the USS Liberty Intelligence ship. He was an intel officer. Officer, well, by everybody aboard the ship. And I also want to thank Beth, his wife, is healing now from a foot injury. And let's hope that that she is getting well and everything is good. And John is taking great care of her. And, John, you're a good man. And you have a great, great, great website. Folks, don't go to any other site but this one, I'm telling you. Please. Go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Don't go to Jim Annis' site. Anything with Jim Annis on it, get rid of it, forget it, because he has nothing but hate and discontent for Republic American Press, me, and other shows that try to tell the truth, because he thinks he knows everything. Well, Jim, you don't know everything, just as I know everything. But don't disrespect people to try to get out the truth as stations as this one. And so please, folks, go to John's site. Again, your.com/USS Liberty if you want the real deal on what's going on with the USS Liberty. Now, to my guest tonight from Hawaii, Jesse Ponce de Leon. Now, thank you, Jesse, for calling in and from the great state of Hawaii. And I'm going to read a short bio here and a very interesting bio. Jesse, DJ at the radio station KTUH for 4 years, 2004 through 2008. The station is located on the campus of the University of Hawaii. Jesse was forced off the airwaves. Professor Hoffenberg at the University of Hawaii wrote letters to the station complaining that the DJ was... Well, that's a common word that the ADL and APEC.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. Thank you for listening in to Your Voice Counts, and thank you, Kat, again for your outstanding voice and your presence on this beautiful, beautiful planet. You bring this planet great joy, and you bring the USS Liberty crew a much greater joy by your presence doing what you do for us. Never be forgotten, ever. Jesse completed the defined courses in producing, camera, and editing for local TV community access channels. He is presently presenting programs on local TV, such as the attack on the USS Liberty. On the island of, I think I'll hopefully get this right, O-A-H-U, Ahu, he films local events concerning many aspects of social political scene. He has had many people on both sides of the spectrum complaining and praising his work. Because of his work, he has paid the price for trying to put the truth on the platter for the people of the world. Now, where have we heard that before? paid the price. You go against the AIPAC, you go against ADL, you go against Israel, and they're going to come after you. They're going to get you in some way. They're going to call you anti-Semitic. They're going to do this. They're going to get a Hoffenberg at the University of Hawaii to write letters and da-da-da-da-da with a big bunch of fancy words and so on and so forth that don't mean anything. But before I forget, I got to give a special thanks to Republic Broadcasting Network for giving the USS Liberty a chance in this world to get the real truth out, to get to the nuts and bolts of this heinous war crime against the government of the United States and, of course, the crew of the USS Liberty and the slaughters that were committed that day, June 8, 1967, that is so fresh in our minds today. So thank you, John Stadtmiller, for giving Philip F. Turney a chance to get the truth out. And also, I want to thank Sam. He's going to be our board operator tonight for doing such an outstanding job. So, Jesse, I'll tell you what, buddy. You're on, and what brings you on? Your voice counts.
Good evening, Phil. And you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Jesse.
Okay. Well, first of all, I mean, your book, What I Saw That Day, you can't even put it down. You have to go through it entirely. As long as I've been on the subject of the USS Liberty, your book is just a profound experience. So, and I know what it's like to be on the radio or be a host, so it's not easy. And what you're doing, Phil, is you know, it's you're very fortunate that you're able to physically handle doing what you're doing, and I hope that continues, because there's very few voices out there that are willing to take the subject on, and you as a survivor, to be able to do what you're doing, I can't express to myself how appreciative that you as a survivor are helping us understand what has happened to our own country, United States of America. And it's been a history of the type of dumbing down of us and divide and conquer. And it continues on where Americans do not know how to work together like the Chinese. So we have major problems, and I'm hoping that with your help and others and on the internet, that we'll finally start to respect each other as Americans, and saying, "Hey, look, you know, we got to respect what the truth is and get the truth out." Now, as you mentioned, I was on the radio at KQH at the University of Hawaii, and I'm going to read a couple of the emails that so that the listeners can understand the that how much of a how important it is to them to make sure no one is saying anything in reference to Israel that they don't like. So this is one of the emails that came to the general manager. Dear KTUH staff, I'm a fan of KTUH, and I especially enjoy the audio broadcasts of frontline programs and reports. However, I am disappointed with the KTUH after listening to the DJ this morning. I certainly recognize his right to expression, free speech, and personal opinions. I find it unacceptable that a public radio station hosted by a public university...
Jesse, hold on, please. I hope you can hear me. I'm having a little bit of audio problems, but... we're going to go to a break. Folks, please support your sponsors, RBN. We'll get right back with Jesse. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Let the ship move farther out to sea. There were too many errors and too much time wasted. The bombs were coming down. It would be too late.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts with our very, very special guest, Jesse. And Jesse is an educator. He's a person that wants the truth. He's a person that researches the truth. And he's a person that doesn't sit on his rear end. He gets out and gets things done. He's done with a wonderful YouTube Jesse story in a friendly manner with one of our shipmates, Ernie Gallo, that owns the rights to Dead in the Water, agreed to have Jesse do a special, special thing for the USS Liberty. And I thank you, Jesse, for that. And I also thank you, Ernie Gallo, for giving Jesse the chance to do that. And Jesse, please go ahead. We got a pretty long run here, and you can go ahead and take it over.
Hey, Phil, and you're saying that was he able to put that on YouTube?
You know, I believe so. I'm not for sure. I can't say 100% sure. What I
had asked of him was to have yourself and others go over with a fine-tooth comb and make any suggestions, and I can rework it and come up with another revision. So
well,
keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, listen, Jesse, it looks good to me. I'll tell you that, buddy. You did a heck of a job.
Well, I still want to perfect it more so. But anyway, let me move on here to what how they got how this. The reason I'm reading these is because this happened. This one that I'm reading now, the email was February 28, 2007.
Okay, now let's get in. Now the reason that you got this email is because of what subject?
Okay, let me read you this exactly what this person says. I find it unacceptable that a public radio station hosted by a public university allows the airing of completely biased anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, the Mossad was behind 9/11. Now, I, as a host, I believe strongly in free speech. And with that in mind, that we cannot learn if they dumb us down. We have to continue to be strong in our opinions until we try to resolve what makes sense. And if we can't do that, the system has dumbed us down. This goes back even when I was raised as the mindset of independency. I'm an independent. I'm an independent. When in fact that's part of the strategy of dumbing down and keeping us divide and conquer because we can't work together. But it just so happens when I went on to school later on back to school in the classes in Cambridge were of course, very advanced, and there was a lot of group functioning, and very powerful when you interact with other students, especially older students. And but anyway, so that was what the comment there is, and I'll move on to that. There is truth to both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian debate, and nothing productive comes from the outright condemnation of Israel in the occupied territories. Much less loopy conspiracy theories involving Israel masterminding 9/11. Okay, now here's the other one that comes on. Now, do we have time for me to go over these emails?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
This is your show, Jesse. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so that was on February 28, 2007. So here we are, May 13, 2008. Thank you for all your assistance in trying to resolve the difficulties concerning last Thursday's Jazz and Politics show, that the potentially harmful show this Thursday. I particularly appreciate your honesty and the information that you have provided. And this and my other correspondence can most certainly be shared with the DJ. I am sharing it with the rabbi of Temple Emmanuel, as it was he who originally brought this issue to my attention. Now, just recently, within the last month, the rabbi of Temple Emmanuel was being shifted out because of some sexual something. I'll say just sexual contamination, according to the paper, a local paper. So that's the rabbi that complained about my program. But I'll move on. I originally mentioned that I would wait until the end of the day on Monday, as I did. At this point, I would sincerely hope that this Thursday show not include and most certainly not be devoted to a discussion about the number 6 million. I understand that the content of the show is determined by the DJ in line with FCC regulations and the rules and regulations of the university. So I am only asking within that context for the reasons that I have discussed beforehand. I think it would be an unfortunate use of time and effort. I also understand that no written or recorded transcripts of KTUA shows exist. I find this rather baffling for at least two reasons. They would provide the necessary materials to defend and justify the shows in the event that someone questions content, and would not such transcripts prove to be useful educational tools. I strongly urge KTUA to consider keeping such transcripts. The station may be faced in the future with someone more inclined than me to take action with a similar situation when a similar situation arises. I also appreciate and respect the structure which oversees the radio station as it does other student communications venues, and at the same time provides for student freedom. I'm not sure where liability lies in all this, but I note the importance and intent of the structure. I would add, though, that the structure does not preclude student responsibility. All of that being said, I have communicated such information with the individual who first brought this matter to the attention of the rabbi. So there's another person. Could he be on the radio station? Subsequently to me. So there was somebody else involved that pointed the finger at me as the evildoer. It rests with him whether to pursue this matter with an outside entity, more likely the Anti-Defamation League. And I want to mention to the listeners, I got in the mail a package, I never did open it, and it's stored around here somewhere, from the Anti-Defamation League. Now, what do you think what was the message that they were trying to send me? He has contacted their office in San Francisco, and at the least they will document this case. The individual appreciates freedom of speech issues and understands that apparently no FCC regulations have been violated. I will support his efforts consistent with freedom of speech, the traditional independence of American universities, and the importance of student education. One natural development is for me or someone else to call in or sit in the studio during the Thursday's show, and I have not received a formal invitation to do so from the DJ. Well, I do have that, and I'll read that one after this one that was officially signed by Professor Hoffenberg, who is now still a professor at the University of Hawaii. Thank you very much for your phone calls to my office and for your generous invitation. Now, this is from me to him. Now, as I mentioned to you, Phil, and to the listeners, that I believe in free speech. If we don't get it out there and tug at it, we're not going to get any. We're doing what the biggies have been doing to us right along. If we can't discuss something and tear it apart, then we're just going to go along blindly. Okay, thank you very much for your phone calls to my office and for your generous invitation to sit with you this Thursday during your show. I called back the number that you left, but there was no answer. Oh, yeah. So I'm asking your general manager and product program director to forward to you this message. I appreciate your invitation, but I need to say thanks but no thanks for several reasons, most particularly that I have 3 children who need to be taken care of during the late afternoon, early evening. It is quite frankly not a convenient time, and I do apologize. Now, if this was so important to him, you mean to tell me he couldn't have got a babysitter or something? If we can find a different time, and if we can agree on what will be discussed, and if we can agree on what will be discussed, wait a minute. What is he telling? What is he saying? This is free speech. Then I could try ahead of time to make arrangements for my kids. I realize that by declining your invitation, I also opt out of direct input. So let me ask you with respect that you do not devote the show or even bring up the argument about whether or not 6 million Jews were murdered. Now, a caller brought that up. There's 2 books that I went back after this program and did some research, and Raul Hilleberg, The Destruction of the European Jews, and Butz, B-U-T-Z, The Hoax of the 20th Century. So I wasn't shooting at the top of the gentleman that called. He wasn't shooting from the hip. So there's some information if anybody wants to research that out. But what is politically motivated attempt to revise history for unethical, perhaps anti-Semitic reasons? This would not be a meaningful and serious discussion in the interest of knowledge and multiculturalism. If the question is raised, I would certainly understand why you would raise the same question about the number of Africans enslaved and met and murdered during the slave trade era, the number of original Hawaiians and Australians who died as a result of colonization, and the number of men, women, and children victimized by the 2 atomic bombs in 1945. As a serious historian and human being, I would only confront those for serious and apolitical reasons, but not to make a political and racial point. I would assume that you agree with me. Not much good, if any, could come of devoting airtime in that way. So he's already wanting to make sure that we talk what he wants. Okay, so we have the last one here. Let's see if this is even worth reading. It was basically the same. Came must have come from him because it's basically the same information about the challenge, the right of Israel to exist. So it goes on. So folks, this is like May 12, 2008, and Phil, this is what I had to go through way back when I started on the radio, and they finally got me off, and they found ways of getting me off, and which was, you know, you move on. I'm doing the programming for local community media, and so at least I have some way of venting what I believe should be out there.
Okay, Jesse, very interesting. Very interesting information, interesting letters. I'll start off. I have several things I want to talk about. First, you talked about the agreement about the topic with this professor before he would do anything. And he wanted the upper hand there. There's no doubt.
Right.
And then also the anti-Semitic word has been put out to the ADL, AIPAC, ICE, and every other Jewish organization. That is the talking point. If you have a problem with somebody, the first thing you do is call them anti-Semitic. Okay, thirdly, we have his very profound and can I say, just heartbreaking news about the blacks that were brought from Africa to the United States. Well, what he fails to mention in that is that the blacks that were put aboard those ships and sailed to the seas and ended up in the United States of America were owned by Jews. These slaves were bought by Jews, and they were sold by Jews. Now, this isn't something new. This is a fact. They had the money then, they had the power, and they made tons of it. So I would ask the professor to, you know, revisit that issue about the poor blacks that were brought over from Africa into slavery. That was not done by a Christian, or it was not done by a Muslim, or it was not done by anybody else but the Jews. Fourthly, we have a person that is blindsided and looks forward to nothing other than the 6 million figure. Now, I'm not an expert on the Holocaust, and I don't even want to really get into it. If one person was killed, that's way too many. But broach the topic of saying, let's try to figure this out or try to figure that out, then the anti-Semitic word comes out, and the ultimate outcome of it is Jesse gets the boot, and the professor Hoffenberg has still got his position.
Correct.
At the University of Hawaii. So it is a very difficult ladder we stand on, but it's a steady ladder because we stand on truth and justice and the American way. The American way is the knowledge of truth. And if he is afraid about not talking about anything other than 6 million, or he's afraid about talking about the people that brought the slaves over to the United States of America and sold them, or if he's afraid about talking about the USS Liberty, there's a reason for that. Now, I've been called anti-Semitic, Jew-hater, Nazi, Holocaust denier just because I'm a survivor of the USS Liberty. Now, I saw the State of Israel, the Jews aboard that ship, those ships and those planes, slaughter my shipmates and blow them to bits and murder them. And that's a fact. That's a true story. And we have eyewitnesses to that. And we have war crimes commission that we brought up. And they threw it all in the trash, Jesse, all for the simple fact that the power that this country is under, they are under the thumb of the Israeli lobby,
APAC. Absolutely. That's correct.
Listen, we're going to go into a break here in just a second. But support your sponsors on RBN, please. And thank you, Sam, for the heads up. And remember, folks, God bless America. God bless RBN. And let's keep this country strong. See you in a minute.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces. Welcome back, folks. Here we go to your voice counts. Excuse me. Here we go, folks. Back to your voice counts. I had to jump in there a little bit quick. I'm sorry. But I want to let everybody know we got a caller coming up in just a moment. And the call-in number is 877-488-5350 if you have something to say to my very special guest, Jesse, or myself. And, during the break, I was thinking about these debates we're having, and next month we have an election, a very important election. And I would like the President of the United States, the Honorable President Obama, and Mitt Romney, the governor, former governor, that this country is founded on great values from our founders, and we are not supposed to be beholden to one country. So, folks, remember, and I would hope the presidents, whichever one wins, holds America first, and keep America safe beyond all countries. America is number one. Forget about the free giveaways to Israel, anywhere else in the world, any country. Let's get this country strong and not be beholden to the state of Israel and their PACs and their pack of lies about if you don't support Israel, you're not American. Well, I am an American, and I support America first. I support America only. When I took the oath to go on the United States Navy, I took that oath to protect this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that is not just to protect Israel. Believe me, it is to protect the United States of America. Go ahead, Jesse.
Okay, thank you, Phil. I do want to mention, do we have a caller on the line?
No, he had dropped off. In fact, he was from Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
He said he would call back.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I do want to mention there's a couple of emails in support of the program, right? Just so that we know there is other people out there that do listen in and are appreciative of what some of us try to do. I enjoyed your show this morning on Israel influence over U.S. policy. It was most educational and informative. I wish more mainstream media networks like Fox would air such programs and the truth about what goes on. So here's another one, and then I'll have a question for you. Today's program focusing on the Israeli-Palestine conflict kept me riveted to the radio for the entire show. I think this is exactly the type of program that belongs on KTUH because it has offered a thorough, thoughtful, in-depth, and unsanitized look at the forces shaping a major world issue. I gained insights into the issue that are unobtainable from the mainstream media. Listening to today's program was incredibly thought-provoking and interesting. Exactly what I think college radio should be. I am thankful to be able to listen to KTUH every day and proud that KTUH directors and DJs offer an excellent variety of alternative programming. And this was on June 6, 2006. So this is, I'm bringing this to the attention of
We're coming up to a break. We're coming up to a break. I apologize to interrupt, but very interesting emails. Folks, support your sponsors at RBN. They have a pledge drive going. If you got an extra few bucks, please do it. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and, you know, put a few bucks in the till. See you in a minute.
I'll hear the bomb again. I'll hear the bomb.